Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I hope you're having a good week. This morning I'm coming to you from my study, just a little different change of venue. We've been recording outside and it seemed like, let's change it up a bit. Well, it's good to be with you this morning, and this week I've been thinking about Ted Lasso. We watched the final episode of the final season this last week, and we're sad to say goodbye to Ted, and really appreciated the show and some of the lessons that it taught and the ways that it expanded kind of my understanding of what it means to be in community and to see how differently that can be done. But they also, I think, do a very nice job of showing that even when we're in community, there can be challenges. Relationships don't always, aren't always easy. People don't always get along. We don't always see eye to eye. And sometimes, quite frankly, we find ourselves on opposing sides and with very different perspectives. That's not only true of soccer or what they call football in England, where the show is based, but it can be true in the church and in other relationships. One of the kind of signature props, if you will, in the show was a yellow sign hung over a doorway, hung crooked, that said "Believe." And I won't spoil entirely for you, I hope not to, what goes on with that sign, but that sign becomes a point of tension during the series. And because some people are struggling to believe and to accept and to buy into the community that Ted, as manager of this team and as coach, is trying to establish. And not everybody saw that they had a place in that community. And that's one of the challenges, I think, when we are in community, even here at the church, that sometimes people don't feel like they have a place, a space. But I can tell you that even when we make mistakes like were made in that show, that at our best, we provide a pathway and an opportunity for people to come back and for there to be reconciliation. I can tell you, because I've experienced it myself, that it's easier to believe in community than it is on your own, because sometimes maybe your faith isn't strong enough to carry you through what you're going through, and so you lean on the faith of others in the community with you. I can tell you that in the closing episodes of Ted Lasso, that there's reconciliation, and I can tell you that at times in the church there's reconciliation as well. We should be a reconciling people because we, through Jesus Christ, have been reconciled to God, and we should be sharing that same reconciliation one with another. I don't have an agenda in sharing this with you this morning. I'm not thinking of any one particular relationship, but if I have been a deterrent toward your being in community here at Ascension, I apologize and would hope that you would come back and we could be reconciled one to another. I haven't knowingly done anything to anybody, but certainly know that each of us can unintentionally be a block, a deterrent to community for folks. And maybe if you have been a deterrent to a relationship with somebody else, maybe you could reach out to that person and apologize and invite them back into community. Because I think at the end of the day, it is easier to believe when we are together, to point to the things that unite us. In the show, it's about being on the same football team or American soccer. Here at the church, it's about our common belief and our common identity in Jesus Christ. And I think that belief is powerful enough and strong enough to keep us bound one to another. So if you've been estranged from the church, if you've been estranged in relationships with folks in the church, I invite and encourage you to consider, putting the pieces back together of those relationships and becoming a part of the community again. It's been good sharing a part of this day and this week with you. And if your schedule allows, we'd love to see you in worship on this Sunday, which also happens to be Father's Day. Take care.